I worked the midnight shift as the tacker, welding together seams in the hulls of ships destined for war. I felt like I was building a ship to bring my husband home. I imagined a ship bringing him home, took care of the baby on $42 a week, and put his government allotment in the bank. I didn't know if he would come home with both legs, an invalid, or healthy enough to work. But by the time he returned in 1946, I had saved $1,800. It certainly gave me a different perspective on what I could do. Cady Grant, a Rosie the Riveter. All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory, Rosie the Riveter. My mother warned me that when I took the job, I would never be the same. She said, you know, you never want to go back to being a club woman again. Well, at the time, I didn't think it would change a thing. Nope, but she was right. It definitely did. At Boeing, I found a freedom and an independence that I had never known. After the war, I could never go back to being a housewife again. When I knew there were things that you could use your mind for, the war, well, it changed my life completely. I guess you could say that at the age of 31, I finally grew up. Inez Sauer, a Boeing tool clerk. Keep a sharp lookout for sabotage. Sitting up there on the fuselage, that little girl will do more than a male can do. Rosie the Riveter. Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a Marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production E, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie the Riveter. So, you know, you came out to California, you put on your pants, and you took your lunch pail to a man's job. Well, that was the beginning of a woman's feeling that they could do something more. She keeps the gang around, they love to hang around Rosie